I'm talking with John Mather, the 2006 Nobel Prize winner in physics. John is a member of SPIE. He's also the senior project scientist on the James Webb Space Telescope at NASA Goddard. He'll be giving a plenary talk at the SPIE Astronomical Instrumentation Symposium in Marseille in the month of June. John, in philosophical as well as technical terms, what sort of considerations go into the design of instrumentation that's meant to learn new things about the Big Bang?
Well, that's a very large question, but I think the designs of our observatories are all driven by particular questions and particular opportunities. When we have a great mystery, such as how did the first galaxies turn on? What did they look like at the beginning of the universe? We say, well, what kind of instrument would it take to see them? And so we have to get our theorists to predict what they might have looked like. And then we say, well, how big a telescope, what wavelength do we have to have? Does it have to be cold? Where does it have to be placed so it can see the things that the theorists say ought to exist to test our understanding of those early moments? So as an example, our calculations say to see the first stars and galaxies that formed after the Big Bang, we need a very large telescope, much larger than the Hubble Space Telescope. We need it in outer space so that it can be very cold, maybe 40 degrees above absolute zero. We need it to study infrared light because the expanding universe has shifted. The original ultraviolet that the first objects probably made out into the infrared. So all of these things tell us what we need to try to build. And then we say, well, how can I possibly build that? So then we start hunting for the technologies that we require and sometimes actually developing them specially on purpose for the mission that we want to do. So that's a thumbnail sketch of the James Webb Space Telescope history, driven by science and by technological opportunity.
Can you tell us some specifics about your plenary talk?
Yes, I'm planning to cover the entire history of the universe from the Big Bang to the far future, including some look at the discoveries that won the Nobel Prize, some look at the James Webb Space Telescope, and some idea about what it might take to discover alien life on other planets, around other stars.
We're looking forward to hearing it. How long have you been coming to the Astronomy Symposium, and why is it important to you?
Well, I think that I've been coming to the Astronomy Symposium since they started, but I don't really remember when that was. I've been coming to SPIE meetings since about 1977, I think, or 78, when we first had ideas for the Cosmic Background Explorer satellite to present. So the society has grown and evolved quite a lot in that period of time. We now have that this Astronomy Symposium is the world's premier meeting for scientists and engineers to talk about their plans and their accomplishments. And so if you want to find out how to build a telescope in space, this is the place to come.
And what sessions or topics at the meeting are of the greatest interest to you?
Well, I, of course, love the plenary sessions where people make a great effort to tell me things that I would not know about their specialties. And in particular, I believe this time we're having a series of plenary talks about the early universe. So that's since that's right in my line of thinking, that's a special event for us. So we have quite a series of brilliant speakers on this subject, people that I know well. And so I don't expect them to surprise me, but I expect them to tell the story beautifully. I just think it's a tremendous service to our world and our technical public that we have these meetings so people can stay in touch and think about what they've accomplished and what they're planning to do.
Well, thanks very much, John. We'll be looking forward to your presentation at the Astronomy Symposium. I've been talking with John Mather from NASA Goddard. I'm Rich Donnelly for SPIE.